now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
Throw it into that stubborn depression.
Who are fake news?
I am not suicidal.
We'll circle back with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Hello and welcome to episode 230 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking some beer, talking what's going on. Sorry we missed a week, folks. I got a lot of stuff going on.
We don't have an announcement right now. We won't be on the air next Saturday either. So
correct. That's what you told me anyway.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because I would be in my new studio all set up by then.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm driving to Michigan on Friday for my dad's 80th birthday on Saturday and turn around and come right back home on Sunday. So
are you cutting through West Virginia?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm cutting through your part of West Virginia. You're not good either. Yeah.
We'll have a look at where Webster Springs is compared to where your route is. Maybe we could work something out. It'd be a good time. Maybe we could do a Saturday show.
Yeah.
Spend the night at my place. Well, anyway, so we'll see how that goes, you know. Yeah, but anyway, sorry we missed one. You know, I know we have some fans, and they are pretty loyal, and I know it was a last-minute cancellation, but I'm moving, and we finally got the paperwork signed, but check this shit out, Brian. The guy who owned the place, very old man.
Right.
Had surgery, had his leg amputated. He went through the rehabilitation thing, finally got released to go back home, and he's like, all right, bring the papers and I'm going to sign them. I want to get these kids their house, right?
Right.
Halfway through the paperwork, he's just in too much pain. So he's like, you know, just come back tomorrow. We'll finish it or whatever to the notary. And the notary's like, okay. Comes back the next day. The dude's dead.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we still move in on time. But we're signing a $0 rental agreement with his daughter. Because she doesn't want the property. And it was clear what his intent was. But I was like, fuck, I already packed all my shit into a moving truck and shipped it out there.
Right.
I'm going to be screwed because I'm not sure I can afford to bring it back. Look at that. You got us on the Facebook on your thing. I'm not sure I can afford to.
Yep.
Anyway, did you see the lights last night?
No, I didn't. It was too rainy and cloudy here last night. But I heard of people seeing them all the way down to Georgia.
You know, and I was like, I'm looking at the sky. I'm like, people tell me way down south they got the lights going. I'm like, But I busted out my new Samsung phone with a new camera and the AI technology and took a picture of what looked like blackness. And actually, like a countdown. They hold still. And he looked at the picture, and it was like purple and blue and green. And I was like, what the fuck?
Cool.
So I got a couple cool pictures at least. But it is something that nobody really, and we're supposed to get another show tonight. Well, it's supposed to be more, right?
I think so.
It's something that a lot of people aren't thinking about. Solar flares, which is what caused this, was a solar flare.
Mm-hmm.
Charged matter being tossed at the Earth, and it reacts with our atmosphere and our magnetic sphere. People aren't realizing this could knock out electricity. With the magnetic energy, like almost like an EMP.
Right.
Well, what happens? What happens if power goes out in, let's just say, New England for 3 days? I mean, you got your suburbanites and your rural folks that have generators.
Mm-hmm.
That could probably run, depending, unless it got fried, but I could probably do something, but like, think about like the major cities. How many people are going to die in 3 days because their insulin went bad because it wasn't refrigerated?
Right.
How long does it take people before they start looting other people for goods?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wouldn't take long for people to lose their shit and start killing each other for real. And no one ever thinks of this shit. Like, oh, shit, you've seen this stuff, like the rolling brownouts, rolling blackouts, when there's just not enough juice to go around.
Yeah.
Now, what if there's no juice?
That's even worse.
Yeah. And again, people never think of that. Just like this bear in the woods bullshit that everyone's always talking about. Because, well, I was referring to this because, like, you'd be in survival mode without power.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything that you're used to surviving with is now worthless. But have you seen this bear or man in the woods meme going around?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they've been asking women if they would rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a strange man. And like 85% of women said they'd rather be with a bear because the chances of being attacked by the bear are low anyway. And you know what you're going to get with the bear. You never know what you're going to get with the man. I was like, I understand your point, but how many men do you interact with every single day that don't beat the fuck out of you or rape you? You know what I mean? And how many times have you been face to face with a wild bear?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just blows my mind, dude. Yeah, I'll be in the woods with some random dude. At least I could fight back if it gets to a bad situation. All right. Well, speaking of crazy, shady dudes, what's going on at Boeing, dude?
I don't know, man. All the whistleblowers are dying off as fast as they come out of the woodwork.
It was like 2 in a week or something like that. Or two in 2 months, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they're dying of like self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the back of the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing shady there, folks. Just like Epstein killed himself, too, with a toilet paper. Sorry. I've seen what used the paper sheets or whatever is what they said.
Okay.
To hang himself. But how'd he break his hyoid with paper?
No idea.
It's malarkey. And the cameras happened to be down at the same time.
Of course
the guard happened to be sleeping. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right, right. All right, so another one. Okay, so that was our intro stuff. Here's some follow-up shit, which I probably should have done in a different order, but that's fine. Well, actually, no, that was follow-up. You're right, I'm sorry. These climate activists, they're at it again. The oil people, Just Stop Oil.
Yeah.
What'd they do now, Brian? This is your article.
They took a knife and a hammer. Or a chisel and a hammer to the Magna Carta in the British Museum, trying to get it open and destroy it.
Why?
To the voice, they want the British people to stop using gas and oil.
So destroying the founding documents of Western European, Western democracy is the way to do this.
Yes.
You're not making friends. People are just hating you more and more the more they do this shit.
Right.
I wonder how many of these motherfuckers are flying across the planet to go protest, you know? But this has become a big trend. A lot of artwork. They attacked the Constitution last time we spoke, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to start handing out stiffer penalties, but we don't get to make the rules up in the UK now, do we?
No, we don't.
And this one, Cougars in the Classroom is the title, the main title of this, the next one. We've brought this up, though, how...
Oh, well, this has been an ongoing story for years and years and years. I remember about a teacher out in Washington State that, you know, after she got out of prison, she ended up marrying her child bride sweetheart, you know.
Well, here's the thing, is it's almost exclusively women sleeping with students.
Men.
What?
Women. Oh, just the women, not men are doing it. Okay.
Yeah, it's, well, cougars. That's an older woman. That's yeah. But it's, yeah, but it's most of these stories we've come across is mostly women sleeping with their students. And you always hear how the male is the rapist and the pervert.
Right.
You know, I'd rather be in the woods with a bear than a man. It's like, better not be your high school teacher because they'll rape you. You know? And Chicago, did you hear about what the teachers union in Chicago?
Yeah, this is freaking insane. They want they got $50 billion worth of demands. They want pay hikes. They want paid abortions. They want migrant accommodations. I'm like, why would the teachers even care about? I mean, don't they already get paid abortions and stuff anyway in Illinois?
It's illegal for the government to fund abortion.
Okay.
That's why all the money that the federal government gives to Planned Parenthood pays for everything besides the abortion.
This is
Yeah.
probably going to go nowhere, but I'm typing
That's
it.
what they say. But this no way. You put the money in, like, oh, we use this to give away free condoms. It's like, yeah, but if we didn't give you the money and you were giving away free condoms, you wouldn't be doing the abortion, you know?
Right.
But yeah, they want migrant accommodation. They want their abortions paid for. Like, what's the matter with these people? You're a teacher. These are the people teaching your children?
Exactly.
Cannot wait to get out of this liberal Commonwealth, godforsaken land of Massachusetts.
The land where you grew up.
Yeah, and you know what? I never realized how fucked up it was until I went and saw everything
Yeah.
else. And then it came back. I was like, whoa! No, I was called an extremist the other day because I said, like, besides, someone said something about migrants in your home. I was like, I'm not going to bring in some rando I don't know into my house. Like, oh, you're an extremist. And I was like, how many migrants do you have in your house?
Yeah,
I'm like, well, none. I'm like, oh, okay, but I'm the extremist because I said it out loud. Like, I don't know these people. All you know is you go out for lunch, you come back, and your locks have changed, and they're squatting in your house. And there's nothing you can do
yeah.
about it.
I think that's probably the fastest New York State's ever changed the law in
Oh,
all
so
time.
that it was hilarious. We predicted that. We didn't predict the law change in New York. We figured they just bone everyone for longer. But yeah, we predicted, it's like they're just gonna steal houses. That's what's gonna happen. And
But
then
they got
boom,
so
boom,
much
boom,
bad
boom.
press, they actually did something about
Yeah, it was that one case that we were talked about when the
it.
woman was arrested on camera for locking her own front door.
Changing the locks on her own front door, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, okay, yeah, this looks bad.
Yep.
I got one more thing I wanted to bring up before we got into the
Yep.
regular show. The Ninth Circuit Court, which I believe is a California federal courtroom. Well, I know it's federal. I believe it's in California. Has come up to a decision
Yes, it
that
is.
says,
This is
yes,
a
that
Los Angeles story.
there you go. Because of another decision the Supreme Court made about Second Amendment rights, they interpreted it to say that also means that you cannot strip the rights of a felon to own a weapon without further due process. Simply, the felony is not enough. So if it was a nonviolent offense,
Okay.
you know, can't think of a good one, money laundering,
Right.
you know what I mean, are doing your cooking the books.
Yeah.
So this is, should be interesting to see where this goes. Is the Supreme Court going to pick it up, or are they going to let that ruling stand? I
I
don't
don't.
necessarily disagree.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think you should lose your right to own a and does this all, if it does not apply to losing your right to own a gun being a felon, should that be extended? Like this whole domino effect, should that be extended to voting rights? Do you lose your right to vote when you're convicted as a felon?
In Virginia, you do.
Well, in the United States, you do as of right now, but you also lost your right to own a firearm.
Yeah, I definitely think that this could be, I think this could have a domino effect that way, where the people start, the felons do get their right to vote back with some sort of process.
Oh, not even back. They should get it back. According to this, they should get it back immediately, and you have to
So,
have due.
how about this? If they're incarcerated, do they still get to vote?
I would think while you're incarcerated, you don't get to vote because your rights are being removed from due process, and they could count your. Well, actually, you could just put that in the convict in the sentence, I suppose. You're no longer allowed to own a firearm. You're no longer allowed to vote. But
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. This is opening a door that I'm curious to see what's behind it, you know? And a lot of people never think of that. They hear a decision's made, and you're like, this is going to affect 15 other laws, and those laws are going to affect 35 laws, you know? All right. Oh, we got a lot of local stuff this time. And
Well, this is 2 weeks worth of local stuff, so.
well, feel free to skip what if there's anything you don't want to talk about, but I am interested about this the dude hitting the barrier at NOB.
Okay. It happened at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
So drunk.
More likely, no official words come out yet. It was actually 3:40 a.m. They did not stop at the security checkpoint. So one of the things that kind of popped up since literally popped up the
The
ha
pylons.
ha. Since 9/11, all the bases have been installing more secure backstop security, and we have these barricades with the push of a button, it locks, it'll be up. It got up before the car could even get through the gate.
Yeah, exactly. They come up out of the ground and they're just like, are they steel or are they concrete?
This just says barrier, concrete
Yeah.
barrier system. And so when this car struck the barrier, it caught fire,
Oh,
and
God.
the driver died at the scene. And NCIS is investigating. So we may see it on an upcoming episode of NCIS because this is exactly the kind of stuff they have on the show.
Yes, because just like Law and Order, it's ripped from the headlines, right? And see, I
It's
enjoy
Law and
and
Order seems to be more closely following the headlines than NCIS, so.
well, I know that's what I'm just cracking a joke about. NCIS, I enjoy the show, but that's not what NCIS does. They're sending these guys to foreign countries because a Marine died, and it's like you don't have jurisdiction in the UK because a Marine died in a bar fight. You know what I mean? But hey, the show is still fun. You just have to ignore how terrible it is.
That's why I can't watch it.
Yeah. Bunch of Marines got hurt.
Yeah.
All right.
Two LCACs or hovercrafts collided on a training exercise, so
Collided? What, were they supposed to come like right next to each other or something?
probably. They didn't go into a lot of details on it,
30 sailors and Marines. No deaths, it looks like, though. That's a good thing.
yeah.
And what's up? There's a lot of shooting stories in Virginia. Have you noticed that? Especially Eastern Virginia. This 10-year-old kid got shot by a stray bullet. Because two girls were having a fight over a boy, and bullets started flying or something like that. Maybe I'm thinking of a different story.
But yeah, no, and the dad wasn't home when it happened, and by the time he got home, the kid was dead, in Portsmouth,
He
so.
did die. Oh, he did die. Oh no.
Yeah.
So who's gonna face the dad might face also what's the penalties for not locking up his gun, right?
No, this was like a drive-by shooting thing.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
Really?
Oh my God, I can't imagine such a senseless, random, what are the odds bullshit killing your 10-year-old kid, you know what I mean? Oh, and Brian is busy. That's all right. Kathy doesn't respect the show.
No, I brought her in here because the cats just made a mess.
Oh,
We
wonderful.
had a basket that one of the cats knocked off that had a bunch of her stuff in it, so.
Gotcha. So what? Here's something interesting that I didn't think was going to happen in Virginia concerning the renaming of everything and the whitewashing of history.
I cannot. I about died when I saw this article.
Why don't you tell the listeners what happened?
The school board in Shenandoah County in Virginia has voted to restore the names of Confederate military leaders to two public schools.
Yeah, didn't see that coming, man. Like they were tearing down statues and I don't know. Like I
They're gonna
understand why
bring
people are.
back going back to Stonewall Jackson High School and Ashby Lee Elementary School. I don't know who Ashby Lee is, but everybody knows who Robert.
Everyone knows Stonewall, right?
Oh, yeah.
So interesting. You don't, yeah, Virginia hasn't been good at this. It seems like they're slowly turning from the moving away from the purple, but I don't know. It took a lot of stuff to even get a Republican in office for your governor. Like, girls were getting butt raped in school, and the father was called a terrorist before people were like, "Hey, wait a minute." Well, looks like I'm gonna get out of Massachusetts just in
Just
time,
in
dude.
time.
Just
Great
in time, because
news
Britney
is coming to
Spears
town.
is moving to Boston.
Oh,
And I'm pretty sure she's a sign of the apocalypse. Like, she's been sacrificed to the altar of social of media, basically. That poor woman, in general, but nothing good follows her. Nothing. And the state police just did an Operation Mayflower. And went in one of these a couple cities, and made 39 arrests and seized like 20 vehicles and a whole bunch of stuff, and a crackdown on a drug ring and a trafficking ring. So that I guess that's good, but I don't know.
why they call
I
it
would have
me?
liked to have seen more, I guess. If you're taking down child traffickers, I'd like to see more of them go down, but maybe they got them all. I don't know. And check this out. Man in the woods or bear in the woods? Dude got into a car wreck in Massachusetts on the expressway. Like, fell asleep, smashed against the guardrail, went to the woods, or hit a tree. A bear drug him out of the car
Save him.
and pulled him away and killed him. When
I
the
thought,
first responders showed up,
oh,
the
okay.
bear took off running.
I thought the bear saved his life by pulling him out.
No.
Hi,
The bear said,
Yogi
"Hey, a
Bear.
free meal. Dirty cooking for me." Oh my goodness. This is
That's
kind of
crazy.
local, but it'll bring us into our well, what everyone knows what we're gonna be talking about today, right?
Can we bring back COVID?
What?
Let's bring back
Yes, and
COVID.
I'm surprised we're not talking about bird flu, honestly. The police detained hundreds of students at Northeastern University in Massachusetts for trespassing and a couple of violent offenses and this and that, because they were told you can't be here doing this,
You
and they
say
said
hundreds
fuck
of
you.
students?
Well, most of them were students, not all of them. There were professors too and
A lot of
randos.
the what we're finding out on a lot of the protests around the nation is it's a lot of non-students that are participating and agitating the few students that are there. Like, remember
Yes.
that in that one, you got the 60-year-old lady that keeps showing up everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, I know the exactly what you're talking about. I could picture her Karen haircut.
Yes.
I
Speaking
want
of
some
Karen,
ice.
here comes the Karen spotter. You can't hear
There you
me yet,
go.
though.
Oh. Check this out. Protesters marched to the president of Harvard's house to protest.
Didn't she just resign?
Well, there's a new president, obviously. Like, it's not
Oh,
like
okay.
you
Well,
don't
there's
have it.
another. There's another Ivy League school up there that the president stepped down because
Oh,
of
no,
her.
the Harvard president stepped down a while ago. She was the one who was
Right.
first
But
busted.
from the way they handled the protesters for the Palestine, the pretty Palestine people, they resigned because of that. I don't know what, remember exactly which one it was.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was, I want to say Yale, but I could well be wrong about that. They're all schools covered in ivy with this shit too. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and they wanna and it yeah, okay.
Well, we talked recently about how the protesters went to one of these presidents' house to scream or whatever. Then all of a sudden, people started getting expelled from school and lockdowns were put in place. Like, you can't do this crap. It was fine when it was there. When it's at your house, it's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Pro-Hamas protesters.
Yeah, well, UNC, man, just had a bunch of these protesters, whatever you want to call them, detained for the
Detained.
same general reasons. You're allowed to assemble and protest, yes, but
Peaceful protest. You can't take over people's property and stuff like that.
And block people from getting to classes and stuff like that. Exactly. Can't be threatening violence.
That's why you protest in the circle.
You might have
So
trouble hearing it, Guapo.
circle of life.
No, so you don't beat traffic.
Okay.
Traffic circle.
Yeah, that's why they do circles. So you don't beat
Oh, so
people.
you're moving. Yeah, you're not just blocking everything. I
Yeah.
got you. I got you. But did you see, oh, actually, I think it's in here somewhere. I think it's under Columbia. But did you see that? Did you notice, rather, that all of these tents these kids are sleeping in are all
Like, talk
identical and
about this
brand
on the
new?
No Agenda show, that they're all made by the same company. They're all the exact same tents.
And not the, just the exact same tent. They all had, well, at first, they all had like the creases of fresh out of the bag. Well, it turns out Soros, Rockefeller, and I want to say it's Zynga, were buying all of these things and funding all this stuff. And they're the biggest funders for Biden, which is interesting because all of a sudden Joe Biden takes a turn on sending aid to Israel when he finds out his biggest donors are the ones supporting the Gaza folks, you know? The Palestinians.
Yeah.
You see
Coincidence?
the
I don't think so.
I think not.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the guys that were trying to burn an American, destroy an American flag on campus, and these kids, these young boys,
Boys,
young men,
right? Frat
huh?
Brothers went and defended it.
Yes, went and defended the flag and kept it from touching the ground.
Yeah. And some country music stars raised like $300,000 to
Damn.
throw the frat a party.
That's crazy.
Good. These kids are fucking heroes. They there was a good chance they were going to get beat to death for being on the wrong side of that argument, right? These guys are heroes, and some Republican law congressman or senator, I'm guessing congressman, sent them a letter to their parents and told them they raised their kids right. Damn, that must feel nice, huh? Getting
Oh
that
yeah, that
letter.
would definitely feel nice.
Yeah, you get that one. It's like, no, your boy's a good dude. He's doing the right thing. He's like, oh yeah, awesome. So I didn't blow it. Awesome. Because I'm sure Guapo, as he takes off his headphones, will tell you, you never know if you're doing shit right or not when you friggin' got kids. You find out once
Apparently,
they're old enough.
also some Chapel Hill professors threatened to withhold students' grades if they didn't for supporting to support anti-Israel protesters. So they were gonna, screw over
You don't.
everybody at school.
Yeah, that means I don't get to graduate, right? If my grades don't come out. And what?
And as much money people spend on college, I don't think they can really get away with that for very
That's a
long.
thing too, man. Like these kids that are students. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're almost all well-off white kids.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Can you imagine being that kid's dad who's paying for this?
Yeah, they're spending probably $500,000 a year on college, and that's what they're
I don't
getting
know about a
for.
half a million, but
It's up there. It's a lot of money when you're paying for the food plan, the room and the board, and all that, plus tuitions. And a lot
yeah,
of
and then
these
you're sending
students
them to
do not
Harvard.
have in-state tuition. A lot of them are paying out of state tuition rates.
A lot of these are like prestigious Ivy League private schools like Harvard and Princeton and
Oh, they mean the ones with
Columbia.
the $1 million endowment that they don't need to, they don't really need money from anybody, but they still ask for it all the time.
Yes. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, the Chapel Hill is like, no, you can't withhold the grades. Like, first of all, your politics shouldn't be affecting the way you do your job.
No.
Because I just, if I run a business and I see these guys, they have no idea what they're saying, but they're screaming like Antifada Revolution. They think they're saying like no fascism. They're saying kill the Jews, but they don't realize that. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. It's from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. That's all of Israel.
Yeah. And then you heard about how the protesters are complaining that Princeton's starving them. Oh, well, because they're in a self-imposed hunger strike. How long is this hunger strike really going to last? And are we going to have 24-hour cameras on these kids so we don't know that they're not sneaking in food and drinks and stuff? Because the people out on the West Coast, they were demanding that the university provide them with vegan meals and Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, what, you want us to get sick? It's like, you're going to come and crash on my property. Now I have to take care of you? Fuck you. But no, yeah. Oh, we're all starving. Although this is a self-imposed hunger strike. So what? You refuse to eat until Princeton creates peace in the Middle East? Is what you're telling me?
They're gonna be starving to death for a long time.
Maybe you should have voted for Trump then, because he signed the Abraham Accords and actually had peace in the Middle East. Biden gets in office, and all of a sudden Hamas comes across the fence and just kills, was it hundreds, I think?
Yeah.
Innocent people shooting blindly into porta potties and abducting people.
Yeah.
And these jackasses, I love it. They're like, oh, they're occupying the land or whatever. It's like, you're occupying the fucking campus right now. You know? And there you go. Hundreds were arrested at UCLA for the same bullshit. Cops came in to break it up. You can't just, live here.
Right.
You can't be threatening people. You can't call the guy with the Star of David on his shirt a Zionist and not let him into campus, My God. And then that was just a handful of schools that...
I know. We didn't even cover... Man, we could do, the next 6 months worth of shows on all the different protests that were happening this week.
Well, Columbia is bad, dude. What's going on? Columbia is out of control. And check this out. Columbia law students. Oh, yeah. One of these law students sends a message to all of the Jewish students out there.
Uh-huh.
An email threatening them and saying that none of them are safe. And it's like, so it is about the Jews and not about Israel then.
Yeah.
For
what it seems.
Yeah, this sounds like pulling Muslims out of cars after 9/11, cabs and not after 9/11, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And beating them in the street. Granted, at the time a lot of people didn't think it was a bad idea, but we knew that the cab driver in New York City had nothing to do with the planes crashing into the towers. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not good for business. What do you think? You think the Jewish guy named Goldstein going to school has anything to do with the foreign policy of Israel?
Oh, your city council, university guy, anything to do with foreign policy?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, they're calling him Genocide Joe. Like, he can stop what's going on. Joe Biden can't stop himself from shitting in his pants.
They forget what president he is.
He's our president.
Yeah, he's not the fucking Israeli president.
So the day after Columbia was trying to crack down on it.
It's mind-boggling. They go to city council asking the city of San Francisco to stop this. Like, what the fuck they gonna do, man?
Yeah,
honestly.
What, you want us to send the National Guard to end the war?
You want to see the cops over there?
Let's try that.
No.
Oh.
Who are you gonna send? You don't like the fucking army. You don't like the fucking police. Who the fuck are you gonna send?
Well, that's exactly. We hate the military. All right. So, all right. So, I guess we can send police to go handle it.
Oh,
fuck
no,
we
hate police.
Yeah.
Defund
the police.
Defund
what do you want
the police,
us to do?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, definitely. That's what it was all about. Defund the police. Yeah.
And people don't understand that in order to maintain key peace, you had to be able to. Impose violence. You know, it's not gonna be like, please stop, guys, stop fighting. No, you have to tell the motherfucker, get down, or no, I'm gonna fucking beat you. And that's how you maintain peace.
The problem is, several times over dozens of times over the last 40 years, 41 years of my life, I've seen Israel accept a ceasefire.
Oh, yeah.
with Palestine. And then Camp David Palestine Accords, comes to attack them again.
The Camp David Accords, you know, Carter did that before your time.
The Abraham Accords were too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Jimmy Carter was even involved and did something. But then the nut jobs over there come and attack and kill a bunch of Jewish people, and Israel comes back to fighting again.
Because they usually use the ceasefires as a way to build up their own arsenal of weapons and stuff.
Exactly. You know? Get to rebuild your arsenal that you're hiding underneath a school or a hospital. But these dumbass schmuck idiots protesting have no idea what's going on in the world. But they're
What are they protesting for?
No. We talked about that. But not only do they not know what's going on, they forgot about Ukraine, right? Most of us hear shit long. About that. Do they know anything at all about what's going on in Myanmar or Sudan or Chad?
No, come on.
With the Chinese imprisoning the Uyghur Muslims.
Who are the Uyghurs? They've never heard of them.
No, exactly. It's like, you're not allowed to call them Uyghurs.
That's it. Yeah. You know what?
Oh, come on, that was a good use of Uyghur, wasn't it?
You know, all of this, I'm sorry, dude, but I started to lean more into repeal the fucking 19, dude.
You know what's funny is a lot of people think that means that gave women the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's commonly known as.
Yeah.
It actually said you didn't have to own land to vote.
Yeah.
And most women didn't own
everything
land.
Everything was done by land back in the day.
You have a bigger stake in what's going on if you actually have something to lose versus fuck it all. If it burns down, what do I care? I got nothing. You know what I mean? In this democracy, everyone gets to vote, only works until 51% of the population realizes that they can just vote away all the money of the 49%.
Yeah, and that's why we are not a democracy and never we will be. But it's funny, I was at a BFW post meeting, and they have like these scholarship programs and writing for kids in school to write. And like the topic that they want them to write on this year is America's democracy. It's and I'm thinking, democracy. There is no freaking democracy.
We're a representative constitutional republic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't vote on every effing law that comes up.
No, you have to represent of it. Represent you.
Nothing would get done if they did.
Dumbest shit would get passed.
Nothing.
No, the dumbest stuff would, because like you can't sit there and pay attention to everything coming through, because you have work to do. So everyone gets together and says, "Hey, you go vote for all of us because we agree with you." That's how we set this up. And now Whoopi's defending these student protesters.
Of course she is. Did you expect her to do anything else?
No, but she's also, it's also come out that Star Trek will not have her back at all because she's not who she used to be and she's just too difficult to work with.
Because she's a prima donna now. Everybody watches her on The View.
No, they don't. She gets more hate watches than fan watches. And
I think I think The View in general gets more hate watches than fan watches.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's like, oh, you know, they're just worried about, and it's like, first of all, your name's Goldberg. Oh, that's right, that's not really her last name. She chose a Jewish name because she thought it would help her in Hollywood because she's a racist.
I guess it did help her, too.
Apparently, and now she says, go ahead and chant to kill the Jews. Every time Whoopi's name comes up, I know I'm going to be frustrated. You know what I mean?
Like, I know why she said I share stupid. It, you know?
Yeah. And
well, we had a regular segment going for several months a few years ago, you know?
The view of the view. And the chickens clucking was funny every time.
Yo.
I almost shared a Bill Maher thing because I've been making an effort to bring in a Bill Maher realizing something.
Yeah.
But every other day.
It's so easy to find him because all the time now he's like, oh, you guys are stupid for doing this. It's like, dude, you said the same thing a little while ago. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Again, police arrested dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia.
Yeah.
Here we go. Representative Elise Stefanik. We know Stefanik, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. She's a representative in the state of New York. Republican.
Good for you. It's tough to know. It's tough to keep congressmen and congresswomen straight because there's so many of them. You know what I mean?
Well, she's a little easier because there's not many in the state of New York that are Republican.
Well, she's calling for Columbia to remove Shafik, I guess, from the Board of Trustees. I'm sorry. That's the president. She's asking the Board of Trustees to remove. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's also saying that any Columbia students that were caught in the protest should that are here on federal visas should be deported.
Yes. I like that, actually.
Yeah, you should be here being well behaved, you know.
I mean, you're here learning where you're a guest of our country to go to college, and this is how you treat us. Go back home.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing you a favor, buddy, you know. And again, we keep hearing how racist the United States is all the time, and it's like, then why are all the migrants coming here? Like, if we're the most racist place on the planet, why are all these Hispanic
you know
and
what?
Asian people coming here?
Hey, they're right. They're right, dude. This is the most fucking racist country. If you don't believe me, listen to that. They're hating Jewish. They're the racist one.
And they hate white people and Asian people too.
Yeah, so there you go. They're right. They just don't know that they're the baddies.
Are we the baddies?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, here we go. Now the View is concerned that people are going to be more concerned about these anti-Israel protests than the January 6th stuff come election season.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be more current on our minds. We know how short-term memory the voters are. That's why there always used to be an October surprise right before elections.
Yeah, you said voters, not olders, right?
Yeah, voters,
Voters, yeah, okay. Voters have very short memories. They really do. That's why they waited till now to bring Trump up on charges so that they'd be like right
it's
there in the
news. It's not working. It's backfiring big time on them.
This Stormy, we'll get to it, but this Stormy Daniels bullshit was what,
back
10 years ago?
Yeah.
2007.
Well, I mean, when it was brought up the first time.
Oh, yeah. The first election.
It was right before Trump took office, right?
Mm-hmm. No, like before, it was in the campaign season.
No, well, not when it actually happened, when it came to light, because he was running for president.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go take a leak and,
right.
Hit my pipe. And
so,
I expected
NYPD
you to...
is also giving an update that there's actually somebody behind the movement. 56 people were arrested, but they couldn't find the masterminds of the thing.
They
at,
did.
NYU.
They did. They're not going to arrest him because probably some politician.
Politician's son?
Somebody they get arrested. Just
maybe AOC's behind it all. You know?
This AOC don't got two fucking cells in her brain, dude. She's just there's somebody else. Somebody else who could be smart enough, you know. She just said the dumbest shit the other day. I forgot what it was. I'm like, oh my god, this lady.
She says something dumb every day.
I know. I don't even bother looking. I mean, she's nice to look at. I wouldn't kick her out of bed. But as soon as she started opening her mouth, like, you need to get out of here, lady.
Yeah. And students were freaking out that, you know, because of all the violence and all these bases, they actually want exams to be canceled after all the protests and receive a free pass.
Fuck that shit. You want a special treatment? No. You delay everybody else's shit? No.
Well, this isn't the students that are the protesters. This is the,
oh, the other
people that are being protested about.
Oh yeah, how can you not be reasonable about that? If you were in a part of protesting, yeah, you can do whatever. But other than that, I'd be okay with that. You know, If you get threatened by it, get over it. I'm sorry. Life sucks. Move on. Okay. I came from a fucking war. I was in El Salvador when there was a fucking civil war, the middle of warfare going on. Guess what? Move on.
The most peaceful nation.
Oh, right now, yes.
Western Hemisphere. What's the crime rate in El Salvador?
Yeah, it's fucking almost fucking better in Canada, you know. But no, but I'm saying, like, I was raised in the fucking civil war, you know, fighting going down, you know, fucking violence and shit. You see it over the other day, but you know what? You cannot, you just need to get over it. Everybody's so fucking soft nowadays, dude. It's fucking absurd. Like, ugh, irritates me.
And there's more and more businesses that are coming out in the U.S. saying they're not going to hire students that they find have protested for Gaza.
Yeah, even with a college degree, what the fuck? What kind of benefit they're going to bring you? Nothing. Barely anything.
Look at even Google got rid of people. You know.
Yeah.
And Google's like the most leftist of the left. You know.
Yeah, if you hire these people to protest, they're just going to give you protests at work, too, for any fucking stupid reason, you know?
So, more than a billion of the U.S. weapons that we've sent to Ukraine is getting lost in Ukraine. The numbers don't add up. Where is our weapons
going? Being sold. They're being sold in the black market, I bet you, you know?
And this has been a problem, ongoing problem with Ukraine from the get-go, you know? Everybody was all up on the actor as president and stuff like that, but it's been known for corruption for years.
Yes, they have, actually.
That's why, what was it, Rand Paul that tried to get, in order to secure more funding for Ukraine, he demanded an audit of where things were going in Ukraine, and it magically just kind of got disappeared. There'd be no audit.
Yeah, I do want to step back a second for a moment and point out that these folks complaining about Israel are saying that they are colonists that are that just moved into someone else's land.
No,
without being invited. And it's like, okay, well, let's assume you believe that. Let's assume it's even real and accurate. Why do you support people walking across our border and stealing people's houses? The problem is these folks have no consistency. They have no actual morals. They just think that this is right. And they don't see the inconsistency of, it's okay when this guy does it, but not when that guy does it.
Right.
You know? Like, it's okay when Ukraine defends themselves, but it's not okay when Israel defends themselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, back onto the world ending here.
The world's sending, on fire.
What's that?
It's on fire. Yeah. And now, we've announced we're going to send more Patriot missiles to Ukraine. It's part of the new $6 billion aid package.
Did we already send them a bunch of Patriot missiles?
Yeah, we sent them a bunch of everything, you know. Like we said before, this has nothing to do with the actual war. This is great for the U.S. economy, for all the defense manufacturers.
Yeah, like
they can keep. We're giving them all our old stuff, which I don't think any's left. You know, we've given so much crap to Ukraine.
We gave them cluster bombs, which we even said you're not supposed to use in the international war.
Yeah.
Because, like, what was it, like 20% of them don't detonate and they're just sitting there on the ground like a landmine waiting to go off in 30 years?
Uh huh.
Like, yeah, here you go, guys. Go ahead and drop these in, along your border.
Nobody will care.
Yeah. And now Denmark is going to start enlisting. Not even enlisting. Yeah, I guess enlisting.
The draft.
Well, conscripting is enlisting.
Does Denmark have a mandatory 2-year conscription service where everybody has to go into the military?
That's the question. I don't know, but I don't think so. Not a lot of countries do that, especially these Slavic nations.
I wanted to bring this up. I've actually been overseas and served with people from those countries, Sweden and Denmark, and they actually shower together. over, you know, in Sweden.
I did in boot camp
and stuff like male and females.
I was like, I've shouted with dudes before in the military. Yeah, I was like, I've shouted with dudes before. It was uncomfortable, but I've done it like in boot camp and in like sports. But I didn't realize like the men and women bathed together. That just sounds like a good way to get a mess, huh?
I don't know, man. Like, well, if that happened in the United States, dude, there's some woman that would not want to see naked. Nope.
I was just going to say, most of the women that I knew in the Navy, you had to be at sea for 7 to 8 months before they started to look good.
I can't do. Some women are like, I don't want to see the naked. Nope, I don't care.
It actually already bothers me seeing you with most of your clothes on.
I don't need to see you naked. I'm good.
we call them sea goggles. My Marine buddy used to call them 4-10-4s. The 4s at home, the 10s overseas, and the 4s back home.
Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong. There's some attractive women that enlist, for sure.
Yes,
in the Air Force.
That's...
In the Air Force.
And I got myself an Air Force wife.
There you go.
But, I mean, but typically, you're not getting beauty queens because they can go make a living somewhere else.
And don't
want to get shot at. But some of them do have the, I'm going to fight for our country. And you know what? God bless them, because that's way better to look at.
Yep.
You know, instead of pin-up girl tattoos on your left forearm. Just a heads up, that's what that was for, everyone. You know that, right? The pinup girl tattoo in the Navy? That was for yanking one out at sea.
Yeah. It never happened.
Not sure if everyone realized that.
I guess I need to go get a tattoo.
I got a pinup girl on my leg. It's a classic Navy tattoo, right?
Yeah.
I also have a nautical star on my other calf. All right, so I was called a nut job saying there's a civil war coming, and for saying the world is going to erupt into war.
Yep,
we've been talking about this for since before Biden took office, but actually, particularly under Trump, was talking about the coming civil war. But now Biden is apparently, making sure that the doomsday plane is ready to handle the nuclear fallout.
For anyone
who doesn't know what the doomsday plane is, that theory is it's an aircraft that we could put the uppermost echelon of the government inside of it. President, speaker, you know what I mean? Like a handful of people that could actually make decisions.
Yeah.
And
how long can the doomsday plane stay in the air?
What's that?
How long can it stay flying for?
Well, if you have bases spread out far enough apart with refueling aircraft, the theory is almost indefinitely. And they're supposed to be able to fly around the planet up in the upper stratosphere, be refueled as needed to be able to avoid the nuclear war, then come back down and pick up the pieces. But I'm like, if the United States gets nuked into near non-existence, and Joe Biden comes back from his plane, first of all, how is he going to communicate with the people if there's no network set up? Second of all, who the fuck is going to care what Joe Biden has to say? If I'm still alive, I'm worried about trying to find a deer that doesn't glow in the dark to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It baffles me. It's like, yeah, well, like he's gonna come down. Oh, we're gonna rebuild this car. Yeah. Did you see the video of him obviously taking a dump in his pants?
No,
he did the little kid squat and like made the face walking down the. And Jill was standing next to him, and she took 3 steps away. There's a video clip of it. I laughed so hard of it. I laughed so hard. And it's like anyone with kids knows what that stance means. Wobble, here you go.
What's up?
Biden took like 3 steps and then gave it like a little bit of a squat, bent his knees a little bit, and made like a concentrating face.
Oh, he's taking a poop.
That kid's pooping in his pants.
Oh yeah. like meditate, like really thinking about something. Like, yeah, they're meditating.
Exactly. It looks like they're really thinking, but the squat tells you that it's definitely a poop coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did that recently, and Jill took like 3 steps away from him. Like, that's just, I don't want to stand next to you. That stinks. Yes, Mr. President.
It would have been funny if he'd just stand there and step up in his cell phone.
What would have been funny is if he took a step and a turd fell out his pant leg.
I think he got strung the pants. High fucking quality the pants.
I was going to say, I guess that depends.
Depends, yeah. Do you believe me or not?
I could have sworn we already talked about this Biden bullshit quote of him being arrested for standing up for a black man's civil rights.
Yeah, we probably did.
Okay, I thought we did. Like, I stood on his porch and I got arrested. Like,
he's got hairy legs.
That didn't happen, dude.
No.
Just like you didn't beat up Corn Pop.
No, he's
on fire. You know, if that was the case, it would have been all over the news when he was running for presidency. You know, not like halfway through.
With him beating up the black guy? I don't want my children growing up in a jungle, a racial jungle. Hitler or Biden?
Biden.
You are correct. Biden. While running for office, and he plagiarized his campaign stuff too, didn't he?
That's why he stopped running back in the 80s.
That's why he stopped running the first time. Yeah. And now all these college professors and upper echelon administrators are getting busted for plagiarizing their papers too.
Yeah. He set the standard.
Yeah. And apparently Biden called Japan xenophobic.
Yeah. Because they're not doing what he wants them to do.
They didn't want to take migrants in.
Well, I wouldn't use the term xenophobic because they're not afraid of everyone else.
Yeah.
They're just insanely racist. They genuinely believe that they are
superior race than everybody else.
Yes. Yes. That's why they sided with the Nazis, was because they thought they were the pure race. The Nazis thought they were. The Aryans thought they were.
That's why they decided to conquer half of Asia.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little tiny island off the coast of Asia took over half of a giant continent.
Yeah.
England.
Yeah. The British did the same thing. They took over half the planet, though.
Was it used to call England the empire that where the sun never sets?
The sun never sets on the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still doesn't. But you know, the sun never sets on the United States either.
Nope.
Oh, you got
we don't got colonies.
We got territories.
You got Guam and a whole bunch of
political correct territories. Yeah.
Plus military bases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got bases all over this planet, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
The sun's always up somewhere on one of these military bases or in, well, there's one in Guam, too.
Yep.
Diego Garcia's not ours, though, right? That's English?
British.
British?
Yeah, we just go there all the time.
And by the way, it's not nowhere in the United States or California. It's in the Indian Ocean. I don't know how the hell they got that name.
Yeah, exactly. It's southeast of India.
Yeah. I thought it was always like in California, so off the coast of California. No, the bitch is all the way over there.
I bet Diego Garcia it is nowhere near California.
I know, but the name it make me realize it's like, oh, it must be off the coast of California. Nope, that bitch is all the way over there in the bottom of the earth.
No, Spain got to that island way before they got to California.
So they actually found India afterward.
That's something people don't think about either. The Spanish were great, well, conquerors. I mean, they called themselves conquistadors, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just an element with them.
Well, more people on this planet speak Spanish than any other language on the planet. And more people speak Spanish as their first language.
That's a national language, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, not just that, but like, okay, yeah, they're national, like their first language. But... English is the number one second language.
Yes.
But a lot of people that learn English also learn Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, American citizens, a lot of them tend to try to learn at least enough Spanish to find a toilet, get a beer, and figure out how much it costs to buy a hooker.
Yeah, when you go to South America, Central South.
Well, I was... we were overseas, and we were in Turkey.
Mm.
And my buddy wanted to get a whore.
Mm.
And we were like, all right, man, I guess we can go to the brothel. You know, there's a bar downstairs or whatever that, you know, we could have a couple beers and cheap beer too.
Mm-hmm.
But no one there spoke English, and none of us spoke, was it Turkish, or do they speak a different language?
I think it's Turkish.
I'm not sure. I don't want to sound like it. I am ignorant on this. I'm not sure. I think they might have their own language, Turkish. But yeah, we didn't speak their language. They didn't speak ours. But one of them spoke Spanish. And I knew enough to get around in Spanish. And I managed to negotiate a price for my pal.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, though. Because they look at me like I'm nuts. I'm like, oh, yeah, no. Say Santa. No, say Tenta.
So it's Turkish, they got Kurdish, and Sasaki, the next one, in Arabic. There's a couple languages in there. But the official language is Turkish.
Yeah, well, they got a crazy history over there, too, don't they?
The Turks, yeah. Part of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. Well, Istanbul was Constantinople.
Yeah.
But that's nobody's business but the Turks.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the song?
No.
Oh, my God. Brian, you should find that song and play it.
Sure. But anyways.
Istanbul was Constantinople.
Ottoman Empire, that's what hold the Israelite towards the end after World War II.
And the Ottoman Empire was a huge pushing force against the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
To end them.
We got the Western Roman Empire, Eastern Roman Empire.
Yeah.
It's a lot of history.
So Pelosi and Gore got a presidential Medal of Freedoms awarded to him, a freedom awarded to him. That is the highest honor that can be given to a civilian.
Yeah, they definitely earned it.
Yeah, Pelosi. Isn't she the one that's fucking the stock market with all of her insider tips?
Yeah,
no, that's her husband's tip. Her husband's fucking the stock market.
Oh, that's right. Her husband makes all the money after she passes the law that hasn't been announced yet. I keep forgetting that he just luckily happens to buy the stock that's about to shoot up because they signed a government deal that no one knows about yet.
Coincidence? I don't know.
Here we go. We found it.
No, the Turkish.
No sound. Yeah, that's too bad, Brian.
I'm working on it.
I know you are. Oh, for anyone who's not watching and is listening, Brian's got the... he had the video up that he was about to play Istanbul. What was it called? Istanbul was Constantinople?
Not Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Constantinople. Oh, the old night. Constantinople, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, was this for the 80s?
Oh, this is an old... No,
they might be giants.
But yeah, this was a... this is a new version of it. This is a very old song.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Thank you. really is.
Play a claymation video.
That's Istanbul. That's great. Now you can stop it. It made me think of that song. We Guapo here and I were talking about Turkey for some reason. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back on track here. Apparently the Catholics are now going to vote for Trump instead of Biden, which makes me wonder if the Catholic Church is making a change or if your actual Catholic is upset with the Pope too.
Yeah, I don't like the Pope.
Neither, nor do I.
Did the Pope come out and say vote Biden?
No, but he's been taking a lot of the wrong side of these arguments. Like he was pro LGBTQ in some sense. I don't remember exactly what it was.
He's watered down the Catholic Church towards the left because it's a private. He's from Argentina. Argentina
is
heavily. He's a
Jesuit.
Argentina been highly leading to the left for the last 50 years, you know, and that's why Javier Milei came out of all of that, you know, because they got tired of all the leftist ideologies and stuff like that.
So I'm sure the Catholic like, away with diddling kids.
And I'm sure they Catholic don't like Javier Milei and stuff because he's leading to, I mean, he got this. He I don't know if he's Jewish or not, Javier Milei, but he's been doing a lot of Jewish things and stuff like that. He went to the Walling Wall. He talked about Milton Friedman, stuff like that he knew he was Jewish and stuff. He mentioned it just to say, you know. And, you know, he's talked about, like, where the phrase no free lunch came from.
Yeah, no such thing as a free lunch.
You know where that came from?
I just assume it was like a colloquial term that we've been using forever because one's going to make you a sandwich for free.
Milton Friedman. And the last time, the last time the Jewish people got free lunch was back in the Egyptian time where they used to get a free fish. And when was that?
That's because they were slaves. It wasn't free.
Yeah, well, they worked for that shit.
That's what all the freight came from, Milton Friedman. He remembered back.
Right, exactly. Though the sandwich was never free.
No,
you worked 15-hour days to get that lunch and a place to sleep, which is what we brought up with that woman in Massachusetts who was who was like, "Oh, the migrants! It's like having free housekeeping and a personal chef." And it's like, you do realize what that sounds like, right?
No, she does. She don't fucking realize it because you know what? I came across with a lot of fucking they were talking about back in the slave days and how like, oh, why can you do that? Like, oh, that's a common thing to do now, you know. It was just like, it was just acceptable. It was crazy. You know, like, how can you do this?
It wasn't a common thing. Only the wealthy could afford
to
buy
the wealthy
people.
Yeah, but for them, it was like, it's what we do now. This is what we do, you know? Like,
not even now. Humans have been taking slaves since we figured out we could. And that's been thousands and thousands of years.
Yes.
In the last couple hundred years, we have started to try to stop it on the planet. And some places have done something to stop it.
Yeah, but look at them right now in Boston. Like, oh, that's what the thing we do to help other people. Just to help other people. They don't know any better.
Kelly Osbourne was like, who else is going to clean your toilet? Me?
We got some listener viewers on Facebook Live.
Oh, do we?
Uh-oh.
And I'm gonna play a little game here. Who said this?
All right.
Do you have to do yoga to rub one out with your leg tattoo, little Wahlberg? Who said that?
The repeat offender.
Yeah,
the Wahlberg comment. Give it up.
But you know what? This tattoo was out of tradition, not because I actually had like videos and like porn if I wanted it on.
And then who said this? Day. I love it when Biden pedophiles stands outside Air Force One waving to no one in the crowd.
That's the Michael.
Hello? Guesses?
Michael?
Nope. It was a repeat offender again.
Oh.
They're both viewing us right now, though.
Oh.
We only got
that's
one.
Not, that's not like Michael would say. That's, so.
Yeah, it does sound like something he would say.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Repeat offenders, Catholic too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, most likely.
Which is crazy because of all of all of the Christian religions, and there's a bunch of them. Catholic's not the most popular one. Like,
no.
And it's tough to be a good Catholic. Oh my goodness, you know what I mean?
Good luck. That's why we get forgiven for our sins at the end.
Yeah, no, Catholics are hellfire and brimstone. So you're gonna burn in hell. You better repent and hope.
Well, yeah, that's when you ask for forgiveness. Like it's like
when do you ask for forgiveness?
Yeah, I just catch everything's forgiven. You go move on. Anyways, I go through hell. So, I go through hell anyway. So
my confessional booth sends a chill up my spine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, I'm about to sit here or kneel here and tell someone who I know because he's my minister, my priest.
Yeah.
Tell him all the terrible things I've done. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised he haven't released that shit on Facebook or somewhere.
They're not allowed to legally, actually.
I know. Just
I know. It's like, well, unless you like, I'm gonna go kill someone tonight, then they have to.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
But if you like, I killed a man, they have to keep that to themselves.
What if they talk about like, hey, I'm gonna abort this baby? Would that be considered murder?
Well, according to the Catholic Church, yes, but the government won't do anything about it in most places.
He said,
in the water
"Sure
places.
Am a tyke."
What?
Repeated friend says he's a tyke.
It's a tyke.
A tyke. Uh-huh. I've never heard him called tykes before.
Catholic.
I've never heard him called tykes. Mm. Oh well. All right. All right. Here we go. Biden is basically asking the press to focus their attention somewhere else than where they are. It's like we need to be covering the seriousness of what's going on right now and know what's at stake.
And what's he talking about seriousness?
Well,
in what context? The election?
Exactly. But they also shut down the DHS recently. Just shut down the panel of experts that were featuring the Hunter Biden laptop and doing like investigations into that.
I think that's in here someplace.
Yes, it is. And I'm doing them in a row, popping them off. Google took down a MAGA Trump ad that was critical of Biden. So this is
the
Biden administration and media co-opting.
Oh yeah,
to control. To control what information is out there, right?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what's happened the last few elections, you know? Well, that's why there's Rumble now and True Social. I mean, it may not be that popular, but there's alternative news sources.
Oh, that's why we got X, too.
This is why Trump is on trial in New York right now, is for, quote, colluding with the media to control what information was out there during the election season. That's why he's on trial right now in New York.
Yeah,
the whole story swimmingly
well.
So you have this guy on trial for a crime. This is what we're advertising. This is what Biden's doing. But F me, I don't know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So meanwhile, the House Republicans have filed articles of impeachment against Joe Biden.
Because it looks like he's threatening to cut off.
But not the same reason that we were just talking about.
Yeah. Apparently he's really got a problem here because the Democrat Party has relied on voters from both sides of the fence, and they've walked a fine line with this fence forever.
Yes. And it keeps getting thinner and thinner.
And there ain't much. He's on super thin ice now, and he doesn't know which way to go, and I think he's going to lose voters on both sides. And if he loses very many pro-Arab voters in Michigan, Michigan will go Trump. People don't realize that there are huge pockets of people that immigrated over from the Middle East.
But what if they're about at all? The entire state is going to be still red.
If some state, the Arabs states don't vote, the pro-Arabs don't vote at all in Michigan. Then it'll go.
So what if they got,
it'll go super the other color?
Yeah.
What was that one city the Democrats were recently pissed off at in Michigan, where the the Muslim community took over the entire government.
Dearborn.
Yeah, and no, we when this happened, we're like, oh, good for them. Like, they moved in and their voices are being heard. They've taken over the entire government because they represent what's going on. That's cool. And now these guys are all pissed off. It's like, you were the ones who literally brought them here, and we told you that if you take all these folks here and centralize them, it's that they're not going to set up Chinatown.
Right.
They're going to take over the government. You know?
Yeah.
There's more of them to vote than you. They win.
Yeah.
Democracy.
Uh-huh.
This is what, honestly, now I think we need to start close. No more import. We need to import no more people in the next 100 years.
I don't know who Michael Rappaport is, but he withdrew his Biden.
Oh, endorsement. That's the guy that called.
You know who he is. He's
yeah, you know. He's a comedian. Classy comedian. And
Oh, I think he's a fucking riot. I love his work, but you're right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I know him. He's been on
the show. Now you saw the picture of him?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, he was the one who's called. Well, he said pig dick Trump.
And maybe
I'm willing to vote for him. Like, he's on the table. And now, this was a while ago, he called him pig dick Trump's vote for him is on the table.
Yeah.
And now, after this Israel pulling the funding from them, he came and was like, I'm officially withdrawing any kind of support I have for Biden.
What was the turning point?
That doesn't
point
mean
again?
He's going to vote for Trump.
Correct. Oh, no, but he already said it was on the table to vote Trump, and now he's saying I'm definitely not voting Biden.
Yeah.
It's either that or RFK, and
I think RFK's got a worm eating his brain. I think RFK's going to get in the Perot level of voters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he admitted to a worm eating his brain, and then he came out and said unrestricted, no regulation abortion. Even your average Democrat.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. Yeah,
even your average Democrat.
Don't say that loud.
And the brain eating, I thought I heard about the brain eating thing on the No Agenda show too. You know, it's like,
oh my god,
they're so worried about him. They're digging up shit that he did in interviews like 30 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess he thought the worm was a tumor.
Yeah.
Oh, because his father had a tumor in his brain, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Is it genetic?
I don't know. But yeah, anyone who's curious about Michael Rappaport, it's Rappaport. You've definitely seen him and stuff. He's usually a tertiary character. If anyone has ever watched Raising Hope, he was the guy who played the dog when he was allegedly working at the dog shelter to adopt puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure that they were good enough to be dog owners. And then it turns out he's just fucking crazy and didn't work there. You guys watch Raising Hope? That show is hilarious.
No.
Ah, it's about a dude who hooks up and knocks up a serial killer and then she gets sent to death row and killed, and he's raising a baby that he named Hope.
Okay.
with his family, and it's, oh my god, it's his mom and his dad and his grandma. It's hilarious. All right. I got to go handle my business again. Oh, as Brian takes off, so maybe not. Georgia is trying to find out how Fannie Willis,
mm-hmm.
is spending the money in general that she's been allotted. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like trying to follow the money being sent to Ukraine. No one knows where it is or what's going on.
So it's like a pattern.
Well, she's basically spending the amount of money she's allowed to,
mm-hmm.
but has no records of where it went.
No. There we go.
So, like,
see?
It could have literally gone into her bank account, and no one would know. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, you still have to register. Like, you look, you keep a good record and stuff like that. You move out of office. You know, I'm sorry. You need to have a. The chief financial officer cannot be track of fucking.
They don't have to. Yeah. There's no oversight.
Yeah, she's the prosecutor.
Yeah, but there's nobody.
There's nobody. What happened to supposed to be like the inspector general of the
trustee's
office?
The trustee, at least, like, you know.
Yeah. Definitely, there should
trustees.
Be a lot
it's,
more
this is a
checks
government.
And balances on over the money spent in Georgia.
Yeah, these are taxpayers' dollars being spent on. Well, she was the one who was busted hiring. Oh, we don't know where the money went. Maybe it's because your boyfriend was getting paid $250,000 a year to prosecute Trump, but he was a real estate lawyer.
You didn't know anything.
He's supposed to be signing paperwork to,
this kind of law.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we are going to come up with new laws for, because of her, the Fannie law.
That sounds like an anti-sodomy law, dude. And I'm pretty sure we don't do that anymore. It's okay to be gay.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's new document revelations that are coming out in the classified Trump trial they're trying to do. And apparently the DOJ is coming out saying that the documents have been mishandled. The classified documents have been mishandled in the case.
Well, I guess it's over then.
You know, they're making a big deal about, you know, Trump, you know, not handling classified documents the way he should, even though he's got the ability to declassify anything he damn well pleases as president of the United States.
Yeah, but they were pushing all this, like, I guess they were pushing the paperwork back to him as soon as possible. Like, oh, I'm not ready for it. And they did push it to him. And, like, oh, I guess.
Well, they said that there's a, you know, the grand jury's got to, they got to figure all the rules out for classified documents. They got to get these people, the jurors, cleared to look at classified documents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be a easy thing to prosecute in the long run.
No.
But, you know, they're trying their best to drag Trump through the mud as much as possible. And remember, a few weeks ago, there was talk that if Trump didn't show up to court on Barron's graduation day from high school, that he was going to be held in contempt of court.
Yeah.
You know, and the judge didn't automatically grant the day off right away. He had to think about it forever. You know, this is just common sense. You know, this is a milestone in his youngest kid's life. You know, graduating high school is one of those few milestones that everybody wants to be at, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Trump would have risked being in contempt of court to be there, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Well, the judge granted him the day off for the graduation now, so.
Probably no.
He, you know, he doesn't have to worry about it here, you know. He's got to worry about going to jail for violating all the gag orders. Because the judge is realizing that $1,000 an incident is not, doesn't mean anything to Trump. I mean, there was talk on the Clay and Buck show where Trump should just show up in court every week and start out the week with like a $10 check to the court and let the judge deduct what he wants to out of the $10,000 check.
Did he just posted a video of him like repeating what CNN said? And
that,
like,
one of them was, it was just, yeah, CNN or other mainstream media networks that were, you know, talking.
I just want to point out, we just kind of glossed over the articles of impeachment. And I'm sure the three of us all know why we did. But for anyone who's listening who's not a regular listener and knows our opinions, you know, we do get some downloads and not just live views.
Yeah.
We don't want Biden taken out of office right now.
Hell no.
Because this is an opportunity for the Dems.
Hell no, he won't go.
Well, yeah, this is an opportunity for the Democrats to get him out and not have to. Then they can blame the Republicans and not have to have an excuse as to why they're running someone else for president this next election.
Yeah.
Sorry. Back to where you were. That's why we kind of glossed over, because I don't think it's going anywhere anyway. But this is a chance for them to say, shit, let's just run with it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, unless it's
Kamala
like
Harris is such a, she's even worse than Biden. So,
where are we?
Anyway? Actually, even came out and called Cohen him himself the Cohen called himself the Mr. Fix It, and only broke it because he actually broke it. This is the star witness after Stormy Daniels in this Anthony Bragg.
Alden Bragg.
Alden Bragg's case in New York City. The only reason anybody knows his name is because he is prosecuting Trump.
The Stormy Daniels testimony. Did you watch any of it?
No, I caught some highlights of it. I didn't watch it.
The judge was actually offended.
Shouldn't she admit to, like, perjury?
Oh, so it's not just admitting to perjury, but she made it a point to bring up stuff that was not pertinent to the case just to make Trump look bad. Oh, and it's like, well, that has nothing to do with what's going on. She was talking about, like, blowjobs, STDs, positions.
No, I think that just...
And the judge is like, this has nothing to do with anything. This is not what's on trial.
But it lowers the credibility of her testimony.
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking porn star. She has no credibility.
Well, we're about to hear from somebody that is a convicted felon and it's actually served prison time as their star witness.
Cohen?
Yeah.
Not Cohen. Her defense attorney. Her attorney in the last trial.
Yeah, right? Her attorney in the case that ended up, he tried to bribe her to stay silent in his own way.
Well, here's the funny thing. Way. No, here's the best part is the DOJ... And the Department of Justice said there was no crime there. The first time this came up years ago with the Stormy Daniels thing, her lawyer went to prison for a decade for what he did in that courtroom.
Yeah.
And she owes Trump $500,000 for what she did in that situation. And she said he will never get a dollar of this.
No.
So you're defying a court order. How trustworthy are you? She's completely unreliable.
Yeah,
you cannot believe a word she says.
Huh? And so is Cohen coming up.
Yeah, there's no credibility. Like your star witnesses are admitted criminals.
They're not even admitted criminals. One of them's been convicted.
Well, she said I refused to pay him the money I owe him in this suit.
Oh yeah.
And she was ordered to by a court. That's a crime, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, and now she's gonna be the witness to put him in prison for. Oh, shut up. For paying you money that was already proven didn't happen.
That blew the case up. I actually think Trump gets a hung jury in this. I don't think they're going to get 12 people to convict him.
I agree, because it's nuts. The judge has done nothing but dump on Trump's forehead since this thing started. And he should recuse himself when we all found out that his daughter made, what, $93 million?
Oh, but he's going to remain impartial.
But even the judge, because the defense kept their mouth shut because they keep getting in trouble when she was being out of line and saying the stuff you're not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
They decided not to object. And the judge objected and told her she can't be doing this anymore.
Right.
Like, the dude that's like, I want this guy to go to prison was like, hey, you stupid, dirty whore. We don't want to hear about how big his load was. You know?
Yeah.
That's not what you're here for. You're not here to. Yeah, and all she did was make fun of him. Well, I don't know. It didn't last long, so I can't give a lot of details. And then she spent the whole time talking about the size of his dick and the position he liked. And it's like, this isn't supposed to be a lecture. You're supposed to answer questions.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, they got no actual evidence. And exactly, you said. Cohen's coming up next, and he's a. Is it? I thought Cohen was the one who worked for Trump.
He did. He used to be Trump's personal lawyer.
Okay,
but
so
they had a fallout.
Who was the one that worked for Stormy Daniels?
My fuck! I forgot his name. Ball
that went to jail.
Yeah,
ball I thought.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know who. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels' lawyer in the first case. Got convicted of like perjury in that or making shit up and false.
Well, didn't he try to like, he extorted money from Nike? That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what Trump's guy did, Cohen.
No. Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
Oh, really? I thought it was.
Yeah, he was trying to get Nike for some other shit.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. He tried to extort them, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I'll go public with this if you don't. Yeah, okay. You're right. Good call.
Yeah. Michael Avenatti.
Avenatti, yeah.
There you go, Avenatti. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But his access Hollywood.
He was actually one point he was going to be a contender for president of the United States.
Everybody wants him.
Now he's not eligible.
Nope.
Apparently the prosecutors, and I'm assuming this had something to do with Stormy Daniels because she was the one speaking on the stand, kept bringing up the Access Hollywood scandal crap. That was specifically told that was not allowed to be involved in this trial because it has nothing to do with it. And they brought it up over and over again. I'm pretty sure that was her. This scandal was Trump having sex with her, right?
Basically, yeah.
And paying her so that he doesn't, his wife and America doesn't find out when he's running for president.
So hold on. The guy that cheated on his ex-wife, who ended up marrying a bunch of other three times, he was known as a playboy. Now he's worried about having sex with an ex-porn star.
No, exactly. I was like, I honestly don't think Trump would be ashamed to admit he did it. Like, let's be real. Trump hasn't been ashamed of much he's done, and he's done some stuff that maybe he should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, hey, yeah, I did it. You know, I was like, all right, man. But... He owns himself, and I respect that.
Yeah, know? But you see Stormy Daniels like, yeah, I wouldn't even touch her. Like, look at my ex-wife, ex-models, ex-girlfriends. You think I would, like, you know... Come on, let's compare apple to apples.
Well, his wife right now.
Yeah.
Is gorgeous.
Yeah, four languages,
Yeah, you're right, and genius. Yeah, and you think he's going to hook up with a... You think he's going to throw his hot dog down a fucking hallway?
Yeah.
Maybe he did, I don't know. Maybe it was just fun because he was in... When he was doing the whole porn thing, it was Stormy Daniels that was doing it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, you get run through like a fucking train tunnel.
I have to see Stormy Daniels back in that day when that happened. Like, let me see her picture. How she look?
Look at her now, you're like, ooh, good God. Mm-hmm. You couldn't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Bobo, you haven't commented on my glorious mustache yet.
You got a glorious mustache?
Look at this motherfucker. Nice. Look at that. How'd you not see the hair growing off the top of my lip?
Oh, I got something else going on my screen. That's why you show up. You shave it by accident. You have to let it grow.
Well, no, I just had enough of the big giant. No, I had enough of the big giant beard. I figured I'd goof off with the stash for a little while and a goat. But I might keep the stash for a bit, man. It's fun, yeah. And it took like a 3 months to get the. To get it long enough and having to use like wax and everything and combing it
to get in shape,
which is cool now though. When I wake up, if I just give it a quick combing, no wax, no nothing, it turns into like a Pringles guy mustache. Yeah,
it knows how to behave now.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I want to show off, I use some extra wax and I do the Captain Hook. Curls, you know what I mean?
Got you.
Oh, pardon me. I covered my belch with my fist as if it would do something against this microphone, but I'm using a different mic today.
So apparently an ex-CNN reporter came out.
Did you see any of this?
Because she was haunted by a dinner with closet MAGA friends who seemed ordinary.
Oh.
No, did you read the stream? Like she or the thread?
No, like I heard about it, but I was just laughing. Like
posted and posted and posted and posted and posted.
God damn.
And it was these people were normal. They're educated. They fit in. They get along. They know what they're talking about. They're making good points. They're
fucking points
that I hadn't thought about.
Educated
then
from
I
the
found out they were Trump supporters.
Oh my God.
That's why there's been a lot of talk that there's going to be a lot more of this kind of thing this year. That people
are going to come out of the closet as a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Oh, they're not gonna come out. A lot of people that voted for Biden last time around are going to come out for Trump.
Dude, not even The Rock. The Rock has not supported Trump.
The Rock?
I mean, The Rock is not supporting Biden. Sorry. That's what I meant.
See, that's what I find it hilarious. Like, I'm not supporting this guy. It's like, so who are you? They won't tell you. It's like,
Yeah, he let her
go. Don't have the balls to say.
I'm going to write in Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Or these nuts.
Oh my God. Gary Johnson. No, not Gary. Was it Gary Johnson or Bill Weld?
Nothing be well. Gary Johnson.
That ran for president on a Libertarian ticket. And yeah, he lost to the write-in vote of D's nuts. I still laugh when I think about it. The wife still laughs when I bring it up.
Oh.
Because, she almost pissed herself when the poll came up on TV. It's Bill Weld, 8% vote. D's nuts, 12% vote. She's like, he lost to D's. Which makes me laugh even harder. Does that mean everyone voted D's nuts instead of Mickey Mouse? Or was there just enough votes of everything that beat him that they thought it'd be hilarious to use D's nuts?
I haven't seen this one yet, but I want to watch the James Carville.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was really his claim to fame was he was married to Madeline something. She's a Republican.
She's a Republican Democrat,
and she actually co-hosted for Rush Limbaugh back in the day on his radio show when he was out of town or was able to do the show.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but I know each other, and he basically said, you know, if you vote for Trump, then I don't know.
Well, he was worried about. Here we go. You little fucking 26-year-olds. You went on a rant threatening young people that voted Trump.
Oh, what the fuck is
that? We've come down to threats to get people to vote the way we want.
Yeah, I guess the fear doesn't work no more.
I normally like Carville. I don't like all of his stances, but
no, but he's old school Dem. He's from the Clinton era. So, you know,
Bill Clinton.
Yes, Bill Clinton, not Hillary. And so he tends to have more relatability when it comes to sensibility.
You can talk to the guy. You disagree. You'll have a fun conversation. You'll disagree here and there. You'll come to some common ground. You'll shake hands and have a beer.
Yeah.
You know? But now he's he's threatening 26-year-olds that vote Trump.
Right.
Come on, man. I thought more of you than that, you know? Like, for real, I thought more. All right. By the way, I'm... This mustache is redder than I thought, isn't it? No?
No, it's not that red.
All right, I don't do red and green very well.
There's no red in it. It's brown and gray.
Oh, it's the color of that. Oh, that's it, the mustache. But it might be the lighting then. Obviously, I see the lights here different than you do. All right. Sorry. My mustache typically is reddish. Anyway, let's move on to the soup of alphabets.
Well, Virginia, middle school students have been barred from a track meet after protesting a transgender athlete's inclusion.
Well, I made sure to share this one, actually, just because it's something we've been talking about here. We talked about this for a long time when it was new, the trans athletes. And then West Virginia popped into it. I was like, all right, I'll put it in there. then another alphabet soup thing came up, and then another. I was like, all right, I guess we got enough for an entire segment. but yeah, they said we're not going to compete with this.
Yeah,
man,
you can't compete with it.
Yeah, we're just, we just won't
with him.
Go ahead, we'll forfeit. And they've been booted, like you're not allowed to compete at all because you won't run in this one race. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which I think is messed up.
Well, and this is why, because this transgender track runner won two women's events, which in a men's race with times, he would have placed last.
True, but I was just saying, in general, even if these kids were wrong, it should have been the kids that refused to compete that got in trouble.
Yeah.
Let alone not the entire team, but even still, not wanting to compete today means that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then this runner went on and won two women's events, and exactly, it had been compared to men's times, would have been last place by many, many measures.
Yep.
And there you go, Target.
It's almost June. You know what happens in June.
Oh my God, is it?
Yep. Pride Month is coming.
Wow. This ought to be an interesting June to see how everything goes, because Target is scaling back their Pride stuff.
Yeah.
Because of the redonkulous backlash they got last time, like Bud Light.
Yeah. Heaven forbid, they did not look at their target audience and the people that shop there the most. And they went, go Pride, go Pride, go Pride. And the people started boycotting the place and stopped shopping there.
Well, like, you could have done a shirt with a rainbow that says love is love. And
right. It
really wouldn't have bothered people that much. It was the fact that they made women's bathing suits with compartments to tuck your junk in them.
Yeah. Well, it's not that they just made them. It's like
they put them on front. They were on the front door. There it is.
They were in huge displays in all the Target stores last June.
Not just huge displays. It was walk in the front door, and there it was in June.
Yeah.
Like, that was the walk in the door, and here's what you see first.
Right.
You know what? I'd rather buy boots on sale than a bathing suit anyway. I don't tell you. Yeah, all right. Folks that want to tuck their junk or whatever, that's cool, I guess. Okay, it's not cool, but if that's what you do, I got no beef with it.
But it doesn't have, I mean, that thing can be ordered online. It doesn't
not
have
even
be,
can be ordered.
You can order online at Target even, you know? It doesn't have to be in the actual store.
Not even that. It can be in the actual store, but to make that the predominant feature, this is a percent of the population? Less than 1%?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why are you making this your predominant thing right now? Like, don't you want to make money?
Apparently they didn't at the time.
That's the thing a lot of people don't realize is, like, especially the trans community is less than 1% of the population.
Yep.
If you go and make that your marketing focus, you're ignoring more than 99% of the market.
Yep.
I mean, money's money, man. You could be all I love you as much as I love as she loves me, but if you can't pay your fucking bills, you know, like,
right.
Most of these idiots are either fucking loaded rich or their parents are paying for them.
Yeah.
Like these kids at college right now that are doing these ridiculous protests.
They're not
a whole bunch
of
rich
of
white
pockets.
Kids going to Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Complaining about a war that's been going on for 1,000 years.
Well, they don't know the whole history of the war. They only know about the current history of the war.
Oh my God. Is he coming back?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not waiting for him to come back.
All right.
Well, keep rolling with the show.
Yeah, we got a little bit of migration and we're pretty much out of time or out of our material.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we've been going for almost 2 hours, so.
We started at 7, yeah, you're right.
Started about 7:30, so, yeah.
Well, apparently the DHS is has revealed where these migrants that were paroled were sent to on Biden flights.
Isn't it Florida number one?
I wouldn't know why. Honestly.
I heard Tampa, I think, was getting a ton of them.
Maybe, but what's interesting is I've heard, oh, Biden, well, everyone got all butt hurt when Texas and Florida sent migrants across the country on their own.
Yeah.
Then we even was like, Biden's been doing this for years. Like, no, he's not. And then this comes out, and like, oh, yeah, of course he's dispersing them. So they're not in one place.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Like, so they can fucking distribute their full vote.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking you send them to Democrat areas because they count as bodies but don't get to vote. So they give more more congressional seats and an extra electoral college vote by simply being there. And this is the whole point of the three-fifths compromise that no one seems to understand what it means. Three-fifths compromise didn't say a black man was three-fifths of a person. It said they're slaves, they're not allowed to vote, we're not going to count them for the census.
Yeah.
Maybe we should bring that back if we're just going to pump in migrants that aren't allowed to vote and people keep getting congressmen and electoral votes because there's not people not allowed to vote here. I don't know. Maybe I'm the nut job. You know, looking at the fucking Constitution, you know?
Well, I mean, you're the nut job if you have a Constitution in your back pocket.
Not on me right now, but I do have several copies.
Hey.
Well, you can get a pocket constitution for like $4 online. Literally fit in your back pocket.
I'd rather spend my money on the Trump Bible.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, God. Thank God. You guys start to wrap it up here. Or not start to wrap it up. I'm going to take a leak. You guys kill the rest of these topics with a migration thing.
Right.
And we'll start to try it. We'll try digging in a little bit of the leftovers. We'll see if there's anything interesting worth talking about. How's that?
I don't have any leftovers. All right, whatever. Anyway, the demographics of migration in the U.S. are rapidly shifting. And what's behind the change?
I don't know. What is it?
Global warming. Let's see here. Yeah, there's blaming it on WeChat, snakeheads, and the new era of global migration. This is not now a U.S.-Mexico border. It's a worldwide issue. And then people are coming from countries further away, blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And it's a sophisticated network. Yes, we knew that already.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. I mean,
And critics pan Biden's plan. Biden plans to let a bunch of Gaza refugees in that most Arab countries a lot closer won't even take in.
I wonder why.
If their own so-called family, you know, distant cousins aren't willing to take them into their country.
Yeah.
Why should we bring them all the way to the United States?
Because Joe Biden want to fuck him in the border base. That's all it is.
They're not going to be a voter base. By the time the election comes around.
Yeah.
They're not going to be citizens by then.
Yeah, but he just, they're dumb like that. Or probably just saying it to fucking, to appease the fucking people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Probably he's just talking shit.
But he's not appeasing anybody. He's stirring up the pot between two of his biggest constituents.
No, well, he's dumb, you know. This is the when it comes to the rule. You cannot appease everybody, you know.
Oh, you can. Yeah. But. You see here that the G7 came up to a huge proposal recently. All the G7 countries have agreed to eliminate the use of coal by 2035.
All right, good luck with that.
Kind of. Kind of. There's a billion exceptions.
Of course there is. Isn't that like most of these rules they come up with? There's a billion exceptions?
Mm-hmm. So basically, the entire world...
China's not a G7 country, is it?
I believe they are, but I'm not certain. But that was one of the issues, is China kept agreeing to like reduce stuff with everyone else, and they didn't.
No, never done it either.
No, and it's like, and there's no penalty for not. So all you're doing is hobbling yourself and allowing China to take off. So we're already outsourcing most of our production to China, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of getting diversified now between Vietnam and China.
Yeah, but Vietnam's China, tiny. China's got a billion people. Well, you know, that's an obscene amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
A billion.
How many people in the army?
They keep a million man standing army at all times. Not less than 1 million people are in their army at any given time.
So was that out of a billion, like 1%?
0.001. A billion is 1,000 million. No, yeah, 0.01. Yeah, no, so exactly. That they have that many people, they can keep a million men in their army at all times. Like that's, we don't have a million people in our entire joint military service right now.
Yeah,
active duty.
But the thing about us, we are like, we used to be a porcupine. Whenever you, every fucking rifle behind every player grass, no anymore.
There's still more guns than people here, but they're not on the coastal cities, which is hilarious. Yeah. The coastal cities should shit at the fan, and these guys, and we get invaded, okay? Mm-hmm. They're obviously coming in through the coast, right?
That's a foothold, basically.
Yeah, and there's no defense there besides a couple of military bases. Don't get me wrong, but there's no citizens with rifles because they're like, no, we don't do that. That's ugh. And then as soon as you cross the mountains on either side of the country,
the Appalachian or the fucking Rockies.
Yeah, well, the Rockies are in the middle, but
no, those are the one.
I know. I'm trying to think of the one that runs up along California,
San Andreas, the San Andreas fucking trench.
Well, that's a fault line. Yeah, with the plate.
But after that, there's going to be a lot of people with guns.
Yeah, and they're in the mountains.
I can't think of it right now.
Right, yeah, see, that's what happens when you drink a bunch of beer when you do your show.
Who's drinking beer?
I got alcohol.
Brian's taking up as we're trying to wrap up.
He's with spirits. He's with the spirits.
Oh, of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, for real, who wants to mess with a bunch of everyone in, I'm just gonna use West Virginia as an example, obviously, because that's where I'm moving to soon, and I'm moving on the western side of the mountains.
I know.
Yeah, on the mountains though, like actually in the mountains.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, check this out. There's 720 people in the entire county.
Nice.
Yes, nice. But every single one of them owns more guns than there are people in their house.
Yeah, but I mean, that's nice to say everything. Well, but
hold on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, should some ridiculous invasion happen to the United States from the shores, mm-hmm. you're coming across, right? You march across, you blow up Norfolk, right? Because don't even bother messing with that. That's too much power. Just blow it up.
Yep.
And then we storm in through, we'll say, North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Maryland.
Or Maryland. Oh, Maryland's a better example because that's closer to where I would be, will be.
Yeah, so like, so because it's almost empty, high crime. You know.
But yeah, you rip through Maryland, mm-hmm. then you get into West Virginia.
Because Maryland, the mountains. Maryland's a small state.
You've never watched Red Dawn, have you?
I have. And what, you're going to march your army over the mountains and try to bring tanks with you over the mountains when there's dudes in treetops on mountaintops picking your dudes off with their deer hunting rifles?
Okay, so what if you
don't fuck with those guys, dude? Those, okay, no, listen, those okay. Armed hillbillies are crazy.
Yeah.
All right, you get a foothold of the coast, East Coast, okay? You take Maryland, okay? You take New York City, New Jersey, because they don't believe in guns and shit like that.
All the way up to Boston, easy, yes. No problem.
So why the rush to go to the mountain? Just stay there, you know? Like, just get a
foothold. Well, depending, because if the United States decided they want to fight back, if you stay too long, they have time to organize and do mm-hmm. something.
Well, yeah, but if you keep
600
moving,
million guns.
Because you're not going to go to North Carolina. North Carolina still believe in guns. Virginia, too. But you took already Norfolk.
Well, Virginia, you know? For real, if it came down to it, and like an actual invasion of the United States, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, is going to be blown up.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'll say, yeah,
to
that's
the point
fine.
That it's a gone. Gulf.
But it's still the rest of Virginia, too, you know?
There's a lot of guns in Virginia, but they're handguns held by drug dealers and your veterans, but they got blown up in the bombs anyway.
Do you think about fucking Norfolk Hampton Road downtown, but I'm thinking like the rest of Virginia, the countryside.
Over where the mountains are. I know what you mean. The
before
farmers.
The mountains, still like a lot of farms out here, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing blue in Virginia is Northern Virginia, Richmond, and Hampton Road. Everywhere else is red. You know, and this is why I think we need to bring electoral college to the fucking states. So not a
few states, no, that, definitely a state thing. You know, they want to bring it.
That's up to the
state
to decide. Yeah, you don't bring it to the states. A state has to decide. That's what they want.
Yeah,
to
that's
do.
What I'm saying. The state had to. I wish the state would do that electoral
shit,
college.
You live in a commonwealth.
Yeah, we do.
Well, check this out. Here's a
you live in the commonwealth too.
Hold on. Here's the cool thing about a commonwealth. The only mm-hmm. cool thing. You can draft a bill
mm-hmm.
and the Congress of your state must address it. Now, they may read the title and throw it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can write a bill saying it is law to use the electoral college system in Virginia to vote for governor.
Yeah.
And they at least have to address it in an official standing in a commonwealth. You don't
because
have to be sponsored. You don't have to get 100,000 signatures in the Commonwealth. You can sponsor yeah. your own bill.
Because that will like minimize the cheating.
How
because
bad
no matter how
would that be, Guapo, if you fixed the fucking election system in Virginia?
I know. Because think about it, instead of like worry about like thousand
call
votes.
It the Guapo
cheating,
bill.
A thousand people that cheated with 1,000 votes. It doesn't matter. We still have to get electoral college for every city and county, and everyone gets that one vote.
Well, are you gonna go city or? I'd say go county first
because Norfolk is
it's
not
a bigger
county.
Area.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the only thing about Virginia that you got counties and cities.
I mean,
so
does
everyone else?
They're not to combine.
So does everyone else? Like I said, there's 720 people living in West Virginia and the county. 720 people in the county I'm moving into.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. I graduated high school with 500 something.
There were 30 people in my graduating class.
So huh? That's electoral college. You know, like every the Virginia city of Norfolk get one vote. City of Virginia Beach get one vote. The county of Henrico County get one vote.
Norfolk and Virginia Beach are heavily populated. They might.
No,
get
no,
more
it doesn't
votes.
Matter. It doesn't matter. No matter like whoever. It had no matter if they cheat or not. If it's turned red or blue, it's only one vote for the electoral college. It will diminish cheating.
I was still thinking if the heavily populated areas would get more votes than
yeah,
the
but it
rural...
doesn't matter because you're not going fucking democracy is electoral.
Yeah, well, I'm not a. If there's a county where there's three dudes. That raise cows in Virginia, mm-hmm. they shouldn't get as much pull in the government as Richmond is what my argument here.
Okay, then I guess we have
it's
to
the
go
entire
by...
city. No, they still get a vote no matter what, and Richmond yeah. can get up to let's just say Richmond can get up to three votes. It still knocks down their majority by what. 2 million, you know what I mean?
But at the same time, I feel like every time I see fucking condominiums being raised, they diminish my fucking boat, dude. It watered down my boat. The more people believe a certain way, like, goddamn, my boat doesn't count no more, you know? Because I want a house. I want a house, or these people rent apartments and stuff like that. So it's like...
Yeah, that's why I'm excited about what I'm doing right now, dude. Like, we're moving down into the mountains and the woods. And people just leave each other alone. I mean, they're friendly, but, like, do what you want to do. Just don't fuck with my day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone likes to make fun of West Virginia, and that's fine. That's why I got a sweet plot of land and a giant house for dirt cheap.
At least I don't have to fucking listen to liberals fucking crying about fucking some shit they can never fix.
Not going to deal with any of that. Everyone down there is flying a MAGA flag, which I'm not necessarily a giant Trump fan, but I definitely like him better than Biden.
Yeah, well, Virginia's they like the fucking Joe Manchin.
Yeah, know, and he's not going to run. He said he's not going to run again.
Because you already know he fucked up. He fucked up.
People don't support me. I'm not going to run for re-election. I respect that, too. He's like, hey, apparently I did a bad job. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Yeah, he fucked up big time. And he approved the fucking bill with Joe Biden.
That's all I really want to talk about. Cop City, bunch of fucking terrorist nut jobs went out and burned a bunch of cop cars.
We don't want to talk about Chrissy Noem.
I guess so. This has been in the news for like 3 weeks. I guess we didn't do a show last week. Huh?
We didn't do a show last week. It was in the news last week too.
See, this is the thing about people. We're not gonna change their minds. We're not gonna convince them. But farm life is different than city life.
I think this really came down to she didn't want to be Trump's vice president.
Nobody writes
a book that wants to be like in the high. This book was never going to gain her any political gains or anything like that. She did this,
but she's retracted it afterwards.
Nobody buys this shit. I don't know why it's even being written.
Yeah.
Apparently, for anyone who has no idea what we're talking about, apparently she killed a dog,
a puppy, a 14-month-old dog that was dangerous because it killed the neighbor's chickens.
Well, this is the thing, dude. Like,
she took it out into a gully when the kids were in school and shot it in the head.
Okay, this is the thing about people don't realize. Farm life is different than city life, dude. I see people that the dog doesn't chase deer, you let it go. They just let it die in the nature, you know? And that is kind of sucks, but that's the way it is on the farm, you know? You're not going to take it to the bed. And it's gonna be like attacking more people, and like then you're gonna sedate it. Look what happened to Commander. I'm sure he's not fucking in retreat right now. And I talk about Joe Biden's fucking dogs. They was biting all this fucking Secret Service agent.
Yeah, we know who Commander is.
I know. You think he's in a retreat right now, being fucking treated nicely? He's fucking. He got put to sleep afterwards.
No, he didn't.
I just used the Jeffrey and Brian account, not my own account, just letting you know, to like a couple comments. I forgot I was on the Jeffrey and Brian account. That's how I typically get to where the show is being streamed, because it's really easy.
Yeah, I know. No, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you have the ability to like that kind of thing.
I know. But I like to use my own name sometimes, though. You know what I mean?
If this is a farm animal and it's not acted the way it's supposed to, you know, it is what it is. You know, you have to neutralize.
Well, you're calling a dog a farm animal?
It is a farm animal. It's supposed to have a dog.
Depending on the situation, absolutely. Or a hunting tool.
It's a working dog. That's why they got shepherd dogs.
I wouldn't give her the right to shoot it in the head, though, and put it down.
Because he wasn't doing his job.
Another environment.
He's gonna get biting people. He's gonna get euthanized after every game. Not euthanized.
It's gonna cost you more money. Yeah, deal with everything than to shoot it in the back of the head. It's gonna be instant when you blow that dog's head off.
And this is what I'm talking about. People in the city don't know how things at the farm goes. You know,
before I was dating my now wife, I was at a party with a friend of mine's party where I met her. She was dating him. Yeah, I waited an appropriate amount of time after the breakup. But he made a big deal. He's going to show up and he's going to feed his snake tonight. And I was like, oh, cool. I, you know, check it out, I guess, you know. And he was holding this rabbit by the ears and was smacking it with a spatula on the neck. And trying to kill it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got to kill. This is my killing special. I got to kill. I was like, dude, come on. This is horrible. That's just so mean. He's like, oh, you're one of those? And I was like, no. And I took the rabbit from him, and I grabbed his head, and I twisted.
Yeah.
He's like, boom. At least the poor thing's out of its – it's going to be eaten anyway. Why beat the fuck out of it with a spatula?
Because probably didn't know how to kill it. He didn't know how to kill it. And the other thing, you have to kill it. Back.
It was, I mean, that easy.
That's the thing. You didn't know about it.
Video on how to do it.
Anyways,
a step on its head. You know what I mean?
But the reason you have to kill an animal before you feed it to a snake, you don't want the animal to snakes fight.
Yeah, they'll fight back, and the snakes don't have the natural immunities.
Oh, they'll fucking kill your snake. You know, either or, like fuck the snake up somehow. Well,
your snake might die in a rabbit fight, even if it eats the rabbit, because your snake hasn't been in the wild. It hasn't dealt with the reality doesn't have the immunities to deal with the infection of shit covered rabbit claws ripping through its scales, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, this is what I talk about. People don't.
It's humane to properly kill the animal and do it properly.
Yeah, but quickly. This is the thing I talk about. People like don't raise on the farm, don't know nothing about farm life. It's a whole different animal.
But then they go and get their fucking cheeseburger.
No, yeah, there's a perfect video. There's this girls, Chinese, Japanese girls. This guy was fucking killing fish in front of me, like, oh my God, no, don't do that. And he was just slicing and stuff and distributing it to them. They're loving it and shit like that. Oh, it tastes so good. Like, you were crying 5 minutes ago in front of me because he was killing the fish.
And now you're fucking eating it and loving it.
Yeah, because it's nicely cut. And the rice right now for nice little sushi rolls and shit. You happy about it?
Nobody wants to know how the sausage is made, right?
Oh no, yes.
Okay,
I'll tell you what. Biggest news of the week is that nobody's heard about is the emotional support alligator that's gone missing.
From who? Who's emotional support?
I shared this because. It sounded like a Florida man story, didn't it? But it's Georgia.
This made me laugh when I started reading this story.
Right, and it was funny because I shared it after a Florida one. I put them together. I was like, "This sounds like a Florida man story." I was like, "Your emotional support alligator
reportedly gone missing in Georgia, prompting the desperate search by his owner and pleas from the Gators' social media fans." So this damn Gators got probably more fans than we do.
Oh,
I'm
certain they do.
You know what?
Pennsylvania resident Joel Blah Blah believes his 8-year-old gator named Wally was stolen during a trip to Brunswick, Georgia. He brought it with him from Pennsylvania to Georgia to visit friends.
From Pennsylvania to Georgia.
You're allowed to have an alligator in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. I guess.
Where do you put it in the winter?
You put heat lamps.
Outside?
Inside.
Enclosure.
It's only 8 feet.
You're putting an alligator in your house?
Dude, didn't we have like a fucking tiger in New York City a while ago?
I think you're remembering Walking Dead.
No. There was somebody had a fucking tiger in New York City somehow. Like,
you're allowed to own a tiger in Texas.
Yes, Texas is different. There's more fucking tigers in Texas than fucking Asia.
There's more tigers in Texas than the rest of the world combined.
Yes.
So maybe we should have a second thought about not having these things.
I think we need to get a census. We need to get a census of how many ostriches in fucking Virginia, because it's a shit ton of ostrich farm and the other fucking bird. What's the other one?
Emu.
The commercial. Emu, yes. In Virginia.
Well, ostrich is delicious, dude.
Extra eggs or the meat?
Oh, the meat. I've never had an ostrich egg. But McDonald's their burgers are mostly ostrich. But Brian, thank you for telling us it's time to go. I guess that's our shit.
Yeah.
Did you Oscars it out?
Oscars out.